Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. In Mishnah Dalet, we listed all the different averot that a person would get sekila, stoning for. Here we'll continue to list them and elaborate on them. Ha'oved Avodah Zarah, somebody who worshipped an idol, like we mentioned earlier, gets sekila. Ehad Ha'oved Ve'ehad Ha'zoveyach, somebody who worshipped an idol in the way that it's usually worshipped. Or somebody who slaughtered a korban to that animal, to that idol. Ve'ehad Ha'mekated, somebody who brought ketoret to that idol. Ve'ehad Ha'menasech, somebody who poured wine to the idol. Ve'ehad Ha'mishtahaveh, somebody who bowed down to the idol, even if that's not the usual way of worshipping that idol. All of these people would be stoned. Ve'ehad Ha'mekabelo Alav Le'elowach, or somebody says that he's accepting that idol on them to be a god. Ve'ha'omed Lo Eli'ata, or he tells the idol, you are my god. Those are the ways that a person would be executed by the Bet Din with Sekila, because those are genuine, full forms of acceptance and worship. But Aval HaMegadef, somebody who hugs an idol, VeHaMenashek, kisses it, VeHaMechabed, sweeps the floor in front of it, VeHaMerabetz, sprinkles water on the dirt so that it's not going to have dirt blow all over it, VeHaMerahetz, if they wash it, HaSach, they rub it with oil, HaMalbish, they dress it, VeHaManil, they put shoes on it, Over Belo Ta'aseh, they violate a negative commandment, they're not allowed to worship it, but these are not full-fledged ways of worship, so therefore we don't put the person to death for any of these last types of actions. Hanoded Bishmo, if somebody takes a vow in the name of an idol, he says, all the fruit is forbidden to me in the name of this idol. V'hamekayim Bishmo, or they swear in his name, I swear by this idol that I didn't do the following. Over Belo Ta'aseh, they violate a negative commandment, but they are not put to death. So they're mentioning the names of other gods, but we're not putting them to death because they're not also genuine ways of worship. We mentioned at the start of the Mishnah that Ehad Ha'oved, if you worship the idol in its normal way, every type of idol had a specific type of worship, then you also receive stoning. And now we'll list two examples of that type. Ha'po'ir atzmo le'ba'al pe'or zohi avodato. Somebody who goes to the bathroom in front of Ba'al Pe'or is executed because that's the normal way to worship Ba'al Pe'or. Ha'zorek even the Markolis. If somebody throws a stone at an idol called Markolis, zohi avodato, this is the usual way of worship, so therefore that person would be executed, even if a person didn't have in mind to do it. Let's say he was trying to disgrace the idol and he threw a stone at it, or he went to the bathroom in front of it, he would still have to bring a korban hatat, because it's like he worshipped the idol by mistake. Even though he had no intention to sin, he has to still bring a korban hatat for worshipping by mistake.